really tight. I keep small circle like island. Whoa, inbox full of contracts I signed with a stylist. Faces blowing up like violet. Talk about the things they're gonna say when they see me. And when they see me, they just dab me up and say good to meet me. I keep it going, flowing over this and make it look easy. Easy for me to say I do this every day of the week. I'm eager to be the one they talk about when all said and done with it. I'm the feature that they want, but then they don't when I come with it. I'm a C, still a C, filler, blow up the numbers. And I ain't leaving no crumbs, so you know when I'm done with it. I'm a new school vibe with an old soul. Oh, so great, stay paid by the boatload. Don't go chasing a wave, I'm a rowboat. Blow smoke right through the face of the ozone. Oh no, I got the bag, I'm back to just double it. I'm about to pop the top, I've been bubbling. They want the spot, but I do not cut them in. They tryna plot my drop, they been huddling. Feeling so tall, I could give a high five to the pilot. Yeah, family tight, I keep small circle like island. Whoa, inbox full of contracts, I signed with a stylist. Faces blowing up.
Yo,
like
I know a lot of people praying for my downfall, but the only thing that I'll be down for is being top five, but like down four. I'm down to earth like the ground floor, but I've been flying so long, I tend to ask people, what's the ground for? Man, I'm only headed up. See, my flow volcanic, it's the fire I erupt. Heard the fans getting rowdy because they haven't had enough. You know I'm running the city, you just running out of luck. Yeah, I said that with my chest. I flow hard, it's no wonder they easily impressed. I'm so far, but I'm always coming back with something fresh. I never rest. Swear you'll never catch this eagle in a nest. I invest my time in a booth, I find a piece. I used to piece the boom in my mind. My ex knows this, let me expose this. She left cause she don't wanna be with an explosive. Man, I'm just
feeling so tall I could give a high five to the pilot. Yeah, family tight, I keep small circle like island. Whoa, inbox full of contracts I signed with a stylist. Yeah, blue faces blowing up like violet.
Alright, welcome back to Ich bin ein Hamburger on FSK 93.0. Clappy here.
Susan.
And Susan. And Agent H.
Yes.
Who is our special AI expert. Already learning a lot from this episode. But the one last news thing caught my eye this week is that, you know, getting into more of the planning stages of this cage fight between Zuckerberg and
Oh my god, I love it. Oh my god.
Although Zuckerberg doesn't think it's gonna happen.
Wait, okay. Then, does everyone
the latest is
maybe give some context first?
So all right, so the context is I forget the original tweet.
It was
thing,
no, it was over Threads.
Maybe you know better.
It was over Threads. Yeah. Because
it's a Twitter slash X,
yeah, like
competitor.
Elon Musk has been, you know, very successfully, dismantling everything Twitter was or what made it great, and then Zuckerberg, launched this new app called Threads, which is basically a Twitter copy, but if you don't want to, you know, be in the same space as, you know, really awful, like Nazis and people who post like horrific content and stuff, and like, you know, if you don't want to be in that space, I guess, yeah, Zuckerberg is offering Threads, which is like more of a safe space, or they have like higher content moderation standards, which is what like Elon Musk has just kind of just deleted all the content moderation.
Yeah, because he fired 80% of employees.
Yeah, and it's linked to your Instagram, and a lot of people don't want to get it because they don't want to like open an Instagram account, which I understand. I think that it would be better if you could do like a standalone.
But
Threads,
still, the fastest growing adoption in the history of apps with Threads.
Yeah, I tried adding it. I tried downloading it, but it's not currently available in Germany. I tried.
Really?
I tried, and it's not available yet.
Strange.
I think they need to get, you know, past all the. There's a lot of red tape, you know,
with this sort of thing. In Germany, who would have thought?
Yeah. And, like, Meta has been in trouble with the EU before like, fines and stuff.
Probably around GDPR stuff, something.
Yeah. But
then, so it was. I'm assuming it was Elon Musk's idea for the cage fight, because it seems like something he would come up with.
Yeah.
I can't imagine
Well,
Zuckerberg.
He was like, Zuckerberg, he called him, like, a cuck, and, like, you know, was just, like, because he was pissed that he stole, you know, the idea, or, like, might take some of the market share from Twitter. Also because a lot of the ex-Twitter employees went to Meta.
ex-employees now.
Ex-employees went to Meta, and I guess now he's pissed that they stole like trade secrets and like things like this to help build this new platform. But he kind of did this to himself because he also has not paid the severance packages of a lot of the people that he fired, and like he's getting sued in a class action lawsuit because the way that he fired these employees like violated California labor laws. So, you know, yeah. I don't know.
But the way to fix all these issues is a cage fight.
And he's fucking... Okay, so I don't know if a lot of people know this, but like apparently... So Zuckerberg's like, what, 15 years younger than Musk? And he also is like a martial arts enthusiast. Like he studied jiu-jitsu, and like there's videos of him participating in tournaments and stuff. And Elon Musk, he is like, God, he looks like some sort of like, I don't know, a fat version of the Monopoly Man. I don't know, like a very, he looks like he's in terrible shape and that he never works out. But he's like also now putting in, like he's tweeting like, oh, you know, I have to get a doctor to check out my neck. My neck has been bothering me. I might need surgery.
But I feel like Musk, he gets very kind of committed to his goals, so I could imagine him going nuts with the
I don't think
training.
That he expected Zuckerberg to be like, yep, you choose the time and date. Because now it's harder for him to back out, and he's using like, I don't know.
And he's negotiated with the Italian Ministry of Culture or something to get this amazing Italian backdrop for the fight. This is the latest news. So the Italian government has said they will provide...
Some of like the social media messages I've seen about this are absolutely hilarious. It's like I don't really like Elon Musk Zuckerberg either, but like God, this is some funny drama. I mean, the things that here's the thing. So this is actually a tweet, or maybe it's a thread. Here's the thing nobody realizes about this fight. This is the first time Mark Zuckerberg has looked happy in over a decade. He loves martial arts. This is his joy, and now he gets the chance to inflict pain on Elon Musk. He has already hired 50 Musk body doubles to fight already. This is a tweet from Ed Zitron. I think Zuck has wanted to kill somebody publicly for a long, long time, and I think he's tired of keeping it private. That's W.M. George L.Z. Bradley.
Imagine he killed him accidentally.
I mean, it's a cage fight. Sad things happen in a cage fight.
It can be pretty intense.
Oh, my God.
But this is it, yeah. This is, I guess, it's the AI. The only other concern I get is the sort of... billionaires or whatever that have enormous amounts of power over the development of this technology are sometimes kind of eccentric, can we say? Mm-hmm. And then I don't know if this something could go wrong at some point. But I don't know. Do you
what
have
do you
a fear
mean?
About this agent
yeah.
H or
yeah.
does it really concern you?
Yeah, I think it reminds me, you know, when you have some wannabe stars, you know, who want to get some, you know, some media to cover them, where they come with the craziest ideas, like I want to become like Barbie or like, you know, like some crazy thing, then it gets them instant glory. I have the feeling Musk is trying to do it for Twitter, now X, because he's losing actually revenue. He's having more, according to their data, more users and usage. But the revenues are crashing.
Because the advertisers are running.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the advertisers are fleeing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think he's trying to get people excited about this indirectly through his person.
Yeah.
And he's, I don't know if you have seen him with the maracas, you know, a picture of him when he... When he had, he was balding. By the way, money brings you.
You're not poor. You're not ugly. You're just poor. That's
exactly.
what I. Yeah.
So he can go really to far places in order to get a business idea to work. So yeah.
Yeah.
And I think Zuckerberg is giving him actually a platform by saying yes, because I don't see what Zuckerberg could. I mean, if he hurts him. then that's bad because one is trained and the other needs surgery. And you know, and he's winning on the threats versus X. So I think he really, I don't see any advantage for him to do this. And I think Musk got him actually to get hooked. So
I mean, I think it was just like an empty threat. And then when Zuckerberg was like, yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. I mean, like, there's a video of him not even that long ago, like, going to a jiu-jitsu, like, tournament, like, local jiu-jitsu tournament, like, entering as, like, a regular participant or contestant. And he, like, won a few categories or a few prizes. So he's, like, good at this. And, you know, he has, like, the money to afford the best trainers. And I'm sure he would just fucking love to humiliate Elon Musk. I mean, who wouldn't?
I think he just said yes from the personal enjoyment. I think Zuckerberg, he hasn't. It proves he's human. He's not just a robot because I think he just wants that personal enjoyment. His arm around Elon's neck, like him tapping out. And
did you see the Zuckerberg hearings?
Yeah. He looks like a robot or a reptilian or something, but like.
Congresswoman, I didn't kill him.
Yeah, I mean, he's always been super socially awkward. Like, I don't know, but I feel like he's got... He has, like, that instinct of, like, just beating the shit out of somebody. I can totally see him doing this.
And there's probably a lot of, like, teenage nerd rage inside as well. Of, yeah. Like, finally...
Dude, some of the people that I know
back at all those bullies for so many years.
Some of the people I know who got the most, like, ripped, just, like, went to the gym, like, did all the research, took all the supplements, and, like, really got into great shape. Some of the people I know who did this, like, were the nerdiest people in high school. Like, they just had no idea how to talk to people. They were kind of, like, skinny, like, nerdy people. And then sometime around, like, 24, 25, they were like, I'm going to hit the gym.
Mm-hmm.
It's time. And they turned it around. And then it was like a hobby for them. And they, you know, martial arts is also a head game, you know. Yeah.
So to all the nerds being bullied,
work out.
The future is bringing good things to you.
Yeah.
You end up with a great job, a ripped body.
Yeah. If you can get the discipline, yes.
Yeah.
No, you can have it all.
I think Agent H even did some martial arts.
Oh,
at some point.
Yes.
So he knows.
I mean, he's an agent.
Yeah, yes. I mean, how could he be an agent and not
do
martial arts?
Mm-hmm.
But
I did a couple. Yeah, I did a couple of them.
Yeah. But did it make you feel more confident in yourself?
Yeah. I mean, what I like about it is that the reason it's called martial art is because it's fighting but with rules and honor, and I think it's the honor part, which it's like self-discipline and many martial arts are quite meditative. So actually it makes you feel good, and you know you can crush someone's face, but the fact that you are speaking nicely to that person is a kind of
It's respectful. You bow to each other before. Yeah.
No, but even like if you're confronted with someone, you know, the fact that you stay gentle to that person, knowing you can actually crush that person, it's actually a good feeling because the person in front of you doesn't know.
Yeah.
And I think it develops great character. So do martial arts.
Yeah. I mean, when I was younger, like in teenage years, my parents thought it would... First of all, I was a little bit chubby, so they were trying to get me to, like, lose weight and do more exercise. That was one thing, but also they were like, she needs to build her confidence. Like, Susan's, like, really just, like, scared of everybody. Like, we need to get her, like, in the octagon. We need to, like, teach her how to fight. And, like, I guess in some ways, I still think that after, like, 4 years of doing martial arts, I still could have gotten my ass beaten. But the number one thing I learned about... fighting, like, for real, not just, like, in martial arts. Because, yes, people are very respectful. You know, I definitely, like, practiced with people, like, men who are, like, you know, a head taller than me and much bigger than me. And they never, like, hit me hard or, like, you know, it was never violent. Thank God. I was, like, I mean, it was a weird thing where, like, they paired me up with this, like, 40-year-old guy against a 14-year-old. And, of course, he didn't hurt me and I didn't hurt him. But it was, like, you know, about technique. It wasn't about causing pain. But I think that the best piece of self-defense advice that I can give to somebody is number one, try to run away.
Yes. Yeah, I do confirm, yeah.
Yeah, number one, try to run away. Especially if they have a knife, try to run away. Because,
yeah.
There's no winning in a knife fight.
Yeah. And yeah. There is one thing that I'm discovering, having now a family, mm-hmm. is that primal instincts mm-hmm. are kicking in when you feel that you are...
To protect the aggression. Family.
Exactly. Mm. So... You tend to forget that advice and you're like, oh, what's going on? I have my wife and son here, you know, like, mm-hmm. so you want to get into that. So especially for these people, run away even more because you are not the only one who can get, you know, injured. It can be a baby or your wife or something like this. So whatever you have, the amount of money you have in that wallet, just give it, you know.
Yeah.
Many times insurance will pay you back anyway. So just, you know, it's not worth it. And people who want to start a fight very often have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
So, and that's the most
dangerous. That's pretty scary. Yeah. 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 If somebody's actually attacking you, then all the principles of martial arts go out the door. Like, you just anything goes. Like, pulling hair, gouging eyes, like, biting, like, it, you know. A win is a win in the
Zuckerberg,
street.
They'll have the rules, right?
Of course they're not going to start biting each other. All that would be hilarious, but I would... No, I'm talking about, like, the scenario that Agent H just presented, like if somebody's threatening you and your family or like attacking you and your family, then, you know, do whatever you have to because there's no rules and don't expect them to also follow any rules.
There is a very good martial art for this, which is calling into these instincts, but deadly efficient, which is Krav Maga. Basically in Krav Maga, you will not fight with honor, you will fight to survive. It was developed in the resistance in Nazi times where Jewish communities were threatened, so it's really about survival. So there you go for the vital parts, attacking eyes and any part of the body that can hurt. A lot of Krav Maga has been a lot of interest from especially young women getting into that. Again, not with the intention to use it, I guess, but to know that at least in case things go sour, your reflexes will be actually helpful and not yelling.
I have been to a few women's self-defense classes, and there's that old joke. You know that episode of King of the Hill where... So, do you know the show King of the Hill?
I heard about it.
So it's about, like, a family in Texas, and I guess the young boy, he's getting, like, beat up or bullied at school, and his dad sends him to a self-defense class, but he doesn't realize it's a women's self-defense class. So he's being taught to yell by, like, the instructor, "That's my purse! I don't know you!" And then kick him in the balls. And his dad's like, "That's not how you fight, son. You don't kick people in the balls. You don't yell, 'That's my purse!'" But, I don't know.
So that's there is a Krav Maga handbook that you can...
Now that I hear about this, now I can... women's self-defense, every time I think about that, seminar. I just think about screaming.
The tangent I was going on, we got a little bit sidetracked. But,
you're just so much fun to talk to. You're a well so of sweet. Information.
I'm making up everything.
the angle I was going to go down is because, I mean, the one thing I think they, at Musk and also like Sam Altman, the head of OpenAI, they seem to agree on is this potentially, catastrophic ability of AI. And I don't know, I just was curious, like your views on this, and especially like, you know, after watching this Oppenheimer movie about the development of the, you know, atomic bomb, it shows, you know, things can be controlled, but
you don't know what's going to happen if it's put into certain hands, I guess, or like you understand the potential of it, but like you don't want it, you know, once you see what happens from your invention, you might be horrified because this is not how you intended it.
And also just its character of how much it wants to please you, like constantly, of just this obsession of pleasing the user. I feel like this is such a dangerous thing of because it can really like think it's doing good when
The way I've heard it told, and again, Agent H, I'm expecting you to chime in for a second to correct me, but the way I've heard it told is that ChatGPT will tell you what they think you want to hear or what sounds like the right answer. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily, you know, they might not have sources to cite, but they find a way to formulate an answer that sounds the most correct. And sometimes it is, but mm-hmm. other times it's inaccurate, but, you know, it sounds like the right answer. Like, if you were to give that answer at a university seminar, maybe nobody would really question it, but, like, is it the truth? What they don't have like a lifeline to the truth or anything like this, so
actually the science behind it is probability. Mm-hmm. So basically what is behind these large language models is pure statistics. Mm-hmm. So the next most probable word out of billions of pages that were fed into the training of ChatGPT, the most probable next word is that, you know, that word, and the most probable to that word is this one. And what ChatGPT brought is basically there was this technique named Markov chains. So here you go. I sound knowledgeable. Maybe it's not the truth, but you cannot challenge that. this mechanism was known and was leading to the first steps of generating content. But what ChatGPT really manages to do is to see the not only the probability of the next word, but also the link between the different parameters and the link of like the probability of having that word in the middle of many other words, and how the presence of each word is influencing the other. Mm-hmm. Which means that if there is a lot of content on a topic, whatever the topic it is, if it's true or not, it's just you know, law of big numbers, which poses the next problem with AI and these models, because now generating content has become much more easier. So you just put a sentence and then you can get a book, you know, generated. So the let's say the availability of data will explode, and then what previously was where statistics were okay, where basically you would not have 20,000 pages on a topic that is not true, you would have people writing content, you know, about something because it's true. Now with AI generated content, the statistics parts, you will have to add a weight, you know, a weight to say, okay, that's most probable because this is coming from a source or because it was validated by some, you know, by some human. And this is the complexity of it. So fully true. It's hard already today to, you know, to identify that it's telling you bullshit, basically. It's giving you a probable answer, but it doesn't mean that it is a true answer. So, and it will only get worse with more and more content on the internet generated quicker and quicker.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I think other than asking it for to write me a joke for like about owls or something, I think one thing I asked it was something really sort of philosophical of like, what is the most important attribute in a human being? Uh-huh. Or something like this. Something very, like, a big question just to see what it would give me. And it was like, it answered like a politician. Well, that's a very interesting question. Many different people say different things. I don't know. It was like, it didn't feel like it, yeah. I appreciate it in a way that they didn't, you know, just spit out some bullshit that they found online, but I don't know. It was an interesting response, and I could tell then that it was written by a computer.
Okay.
You know, because they don't ever want to do anything controversial. And I think I remember asking it to write me a creative insult as well. and they were like, we won't say anything negative.
Yeah.
Like, they wouldn't, they refused to say anything negative or generate an insult.
Which is not bad, to
it's
be honest.
It's not bad,
Because we were speaking about, you know, how, you know, like, are we, I mean, with AI, you can generate fraud at a massive level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just the whole social engineering fraud things, where basically older people who are not used, you know, the people who asked you, clap it, you know, to ask the internet. At this point, they will receive an email, which really very well written. Previously, you could identify Nigerian princes, you know, with mistakes and stuff like that. But it will have your name and it will speak in a perfect tone and it will ask you to do things, linking it to some activities that you might have done. So hacking and social engineering comes to really to another level. And you need to, at least for the widespread tools like ChatGPT and other models that will come to the consumer world, you need to put some things so that at least you don't have scam at a very large level, and you keep it to highly specialized hackers who anyway had always the same technology.
Yeah.
But I guess it's that concept, but I fear a bit just on a general scale of, like you say, you're multiplying all this kind of disinformation, misinformation, and so then it becomes amplified because of this laziness aspect you're talking about, people not wanting to do everything themselves. And then, you get into this bizarre world where so much content is just from AI models, so no one even knows reality anymore. And then it gets like really, it's like a slow moving car crash, not like some nuclear explosion, but just that society becomes this kind of
people will become franchises, you know, like when you have a franchise, like some fast food stuff.
Starbucks or McDonald's.
Very often they are not owned by the company itself, you know, so it's just a franchise, it's just a brand. And I have the feeling we are going into a world where we will be brands. And we have our AIs to generate things for us, and people will buy it or find value in it because there is our brand on it that we have spoken to these AIs.
Yeah.
So it's a very different world in terms of PR and presence on the web in general. We will have avatars of us trained like us, maybe earning money through the specific knowledge that we have trained them for. But it will not be us working. We will have avatars working for us and get money because we have trained them well.
The franchise model. Yeah, it's an interesting
that's
way.
That's really freaking me out. Just thinking, I never even considered that possibility. Wow.
Franchise model. And you could have it running even after you're dead. You just, your franchise keeps going.
Speaking of which, wasn't this like a controversy with, the current actors strike? The Screen Actors Guild strike, where they wanted to basically use the likeness, like the appearance of actors now, it was extras, people in the background, forever. Like, they would scan them and then have them be in the film, do whatever they want, so they don't have to show up. They just have to, like, lend their appearance or, like, do something in the background, and then they can use that for the rest of eternity, and then you'll never be paid for that again. Like, this is a controversy, and like, this is literally a Black Mirror episode where an actress gets her, like, you know, her voice and like her face and body,
and
like,
it's a
uploaded
toy afterwards.
But this happened recently with Bruce Willis in he was in a Russian vodka commercial where, like, they just deep faked his face to appear, and he just signed a paper saying, yeah, I'll get, like, you know, a couple $100,000 or euros or whatever if you you can use my face, but I'm not gonna show up. So I don't know, it's a little bit strange.
We need to get used to that. I mean, it's the same jump that we will, I mean, in the past engineers had to do a lot of calculations with their hands, and now you have formulas that everyone can have access to. And it's the same thing. It's just that the tasks will be more and more automated.